It's the 23rd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A professor at a local university believes that airports are about a decade away from a meaningful reduction in air pollution. Cranfield University's professor Pericles Pilardus believes that increased government investment in alternative jet fuel technology could lead us closer to cleaner airports. 2019 air pollution figures for London Luton Airport revealed that of the 1.4 million tonnes of carbon dioxide produced, 1.2 million tonnes were generated solely by the planes. Fly Zero, a venture currently backed by the government at Cranfield Aerospace Technology Institute, is experimenting with zero emissions liquid hydrogen fueled aircraft, which would allow long haul flights with substantially improving air quality at airports. March housing data shows that house prices in Bedford have increased by 3.2%. The average area house price is now £353,000, beating out both regional and national average. A number of arson attacks in Luton Marsh Farms area have left residents unsettled. Since March of this year, several fire incidents have been reported involving the burning of vehicles, bins, a garage and a caravan. Beds police believe that the occurrences are related. PC Mohammed Odin stated, "These incidences are understandably causing a great deal of stress to local residents. Any information could help us establish who is responsible." Bedford Heights has now joined the likes of Wells & Company's Brewpoint in promotion of a bee-friendly habitat. The beehives on the Business Park property produce Heights honey, and proceeds from its sale are used to sustain the project. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.